SBS Filipino. Kasama natin ngayon ang dating international student dito sa Sydney na ngayon ay nasa Darwin na sa Northern Territory, si Jarl Gamones Belleza. Good morning!
Hi! Good morning po! This is Jarl.
Oo, Jarl.
Salamat po sa mga nakikinig.
From Sydney to Darwin, ibang experience para sa'yo?
Yes po.
Oo.
Ibang-iba po talaga.
Alam ko, nung nandito ka sa Sydney, very active ka sa international students community at marami kang nabuong kaibigan dito sa bahagi ng New South Wales.
Opo.
Anong adjustment yung mga ginawa mo from, syempre, very busy yung Sydney, di ba? Tapos, sinasabi nila laid back sa Northern Territory.
Siguro po, malaking adjustment. Pinakamalaking factor is yung weather. Although ang Pilipinas ay tropical country, pero mas humid kasi dito sa Northern Territory kaysa sa Pilipinas. So, siguro yun yung malaking adjustment na kailangan namin gawin. Dumating kasi kami dito. Yun yung parang peak ng kainitan. So, yun. Malaki is yung weather. Pangalawa is yung change in lifestyle kasi dito mas remote. Limited yung options kung saan ka pwedeng pumunta, kung gusto mong lumabas. Pero siguro, the good thing there is you are able to spend quality time with your family, with your friends.
With people and the environment, maybe.
Yes, oo. Yun lang. Siguro hindi advisable yung Northern Territory if you prefer the hustle and bustle of the city life. Kasi tahimik talaga dito and more of nature talaga. For me naman, we've come to love the peaceful environment kasi it's a breath of fresh air.
It's a good move for you.
To be one with nature, yes.
Pag-usapan natin kasi I've been following yung blog mo, Journeying Jarl, and recently you posted something about mental health. Sabi mo doon, if you have to become a personal advocate of mental health, you need to tell your story. Can we listen to your story?
Yes.
Oo. Simulan natin. Paano mo na-realize that you needed to seek help?
Actually, it's been going on for the past couple of years, even before moving to Australia. I've already discussed with my then-boyfriend, now-husband, that I wanted to seek professional help in terms of my mental health. Pero siguro na-overcome, parang nangibabaw pa rin yung stigma before sa Pilipinas na pag magpapatingin, parang arte lang, ganyan, or sakit pang mayaman, pwede namang idaan sa kwentuhan or inuman.
So,
parang mas nangibabaw yung ganung mindset. So I didn't push through with seeking medical attention nung nasa Pilipinas pa lang ako. Pero yun, when we moved to Australia, I think the way mental health is looked at here in Australia is different. They take it very seriously and I think lesser ang prejudice in terms of seeking medical attention when it comes to mental health. And yun, nagkataon lang din siguro that some life events triggered the need to seek medical attention. So I went for it and yun. So that's why I'm already here in this stage na yun, finally nagpa-mental health assessment na ako.
But in this interview, we will not talk about the details kung ano ba yung kinakaharap mo concerning mental health issue, ano. Pero ang importante dito is you realize and you accepted that you need help and you make the step to seek help.
Yes. I think that's one of the most important steps that you acknowledge that something is not right. Siguro yun yung pinakamalaking factor because some of us are still in denial that, you know, these things exist. Pero if we've come to that stage of accepting that we need help, I think it's a crucial part in this journey. So humility din talaga to admit that you need the support of others.
Pwede ba nating sabihin na napapagod din yung isipan natin thinking about lots of things? Sabihin na natin sa trabaho, sa relationships, sa kapaligiran, sa lahat.
Yes. I think one of the things that we really underestimate is the power of our minds and how it can control our lives. That's why I would like to put emphasis on, you know, prioritizing mental health, because parang usual kasi na magpapatingin ka pag, you know, may sumasakit sa katawan, ganyan. Pero we fail to understand that the kind of thoughts that we entertain actually has a big impact on how we live our lives. So it controls our behavior, our emotions, and yun, our day-to-day life na in general. So napapagod, kumbaga parang in the same way that we seek medical help when we feel that something's painful in our body, I think it also requires the same attention pagdating naman sa pag-iisip natin.
In general, speaking, ano, sinasabi kasi nila na pag Pilipino ka, matatag ka, matibay ang loob mo. Importante na tanggapin, unang-una tanggapin na meron tayong pinagdadaanan. Pangalawa, humingi ng tulong, hindi ba?
Yep, I think it stems from our nature as Filipinos na very collective tayo, kumbaga group-centered. So I think that's where our resilience comes from as a society, na very strong yung support, yung social network, ganyan. Pero I think it's also good to put importance on, you know, self-reflection. Kasi it's easy to get swayed when it comes to what the group wants or what the society wants. And I think yun yung nagiging trend or pattern nating mga Pilipino. So minsan nakakalimutan natin na we have to also look after our own individuality as persons. Kasi minsan nawawala yung identity natin. I mean, matatag nga tayo as a group, pero when it comes to us as individual persons, do we even stop to reflect and think if matatag ba tayo, if we are left on our own? So, yun.
Jarl, after mong makapagpa-assess ng mental condition mo, what's the next step for you?
Well, I was given the choice to either take medicines or to go through therapy, psychotherapy or sessions. I initially decided to go for the sessions, but eventually I decided to take both. So, yun nga, I'm taking medicines for my depression and when anxiety symptoms start to surface. And I also go to sessions. The next step, I think, is apart from doing both medication and counseling, I think the next step is being more aware on how I think. I mean, I think exercising more awareness on how I process my thoughts. Kasi, yun nga, mental health is really, I mean, it's acknowledging the power of the mind. So, mas aware ako kung paano ako mag-isip, kung anong iniisip ko, kung anong klaseng thoughts yung ina-entertain ko. Kasi, yun nga, I have the tendency to go into that stage of being, yun nga, being depressed. So, I have to be more proactive in preventing myself from going into that episode.
Merong part dun sa blog mo na sinasabi mo, it takes you 20 minutes to shower, 30 minutes to wash the dishes. Dahil ito sa sobrang pag-iisip while doing these things?
Yes. Sabi nung counselor ko, very active daw yung utak ko. She even described me as a time traveler because I have this tendency to ruminate so much on the past, like reflect so much on the past and worry too much about the future without focusing on the present. So siguro dun siguro yung kumakain ng oras ko, just the mere act of doing household chores parang napapatagal because of thinking too much about things. Kaya yun din yung nasabi ko kanina na in terms of the next steps, yun, I have to be more proactive in entertaining what kind of thoughts do I let my mind wander into.
you didn't actually undergo a lot of sessions, di ba? Kumbaga, medyo bago-bago pa yung mga sessions mo. But is there any progress for you?
Yung progress siguro is yung pagkakaroon ng awareness na ito yung mga bagay na pwedeng mangyari sa akin.
Mm-mm.
So, dati kasi parang hinahayaan ko lang na mag-isip ng mga ganung bagay. So, I go into depression and I experience anxiety. So, siguro yung progress is mas aware ako sa surroundings ko, mas present na ako sa mga tao. Kasi dati, for example, I attend events, I meet someone, parang I am physically present but not really there because my mind is off wandering somewhere.
Mm-mm.
So progress siguro ngayon na if I talk to someone or spend time with someone, I really put in the effort to be there. Not just physically, but my whole self is there.
Mm. Jarl, thank you sa pagbahagi mo ng kwento mo. At dun sa mga, sa tingin nila, nalulungkot sila o meron silang nararamdaman na kaiba o sobra silang mag-isip, ano yung mabibigay mo sa kanila na payo?
I think my advice is to not be afraid to seek help. First of all, you know, parang kung may nakakakilala man sa sarili mo, it's your own self. So if you think that you really need to seek medical attention, then go for it. I mean, to seek professional help. Kumbaga, it doesn't make you less of a person. Actually, acknowledging the fact that something is wrong is already a big step towards healing. So a lot of us spend our lives denying these things. Pero I think we would be doing a great disservice to ourselves and to our loved ones to just go through the daily motions without admitting that something is fundamentally wrong in our lives mentally. So yun, do not be afraid to seek help and a strong support in terms of emotional support, in terms of family and friends is really helpful. So yun lang siguro yung mapapayo ko.
Very helpful yon para sa mga iniisip or nagdadalawang isip na hihingi ba ako ng tulong o advice ng psychologist or magpapatingin ba ako. Mahalaga na tanggapin o, as you have said, accept the fact na there's something wrong about your mental health.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm. Maraming salamat sa iyo, Jarl Bilyesa, sa pagbahagi mo ng iyong kwento at all the best sa iyo.
Yes, thank you so much din po, Miss Annalie.
sbs.com.au/Filipino